is honorable Kevin Chama, Constituents. Honorable Matthew is also on Constituents. Honorable Spaces, upon the side. Honorable the Minister is here, so she will leave the meeting at 20 hours. And then Deputy Minister Wapena is not here due to medical reasons. Then I want to welcome our petitioner and colleague, Honorable Israeli Fenderwald, and then also Agri Litawa, that is led by one Mr. Tawo Marunga, and also by Mr. Kubas Vanvik, and one Ms. Naomi Tsen from the Greater Sanini Municipality. I have the Mayor Marika Mangena in Nawamit, and Mr. Nino Pesem from the Provincial Chapter of Sin, and the HOD, she's here, and then also the MEC, welcome MEC here in Nawamit. And also DDG Mujadi, she's also here in Nawamit. Also the DG of DTA, I see, is here, including the DG from the DCOC, she's also here. And then the Chief of Staff is here, well, Eric Moreno from the office of the MEC. Then that is the delegation that I can see. Also to, yes, welcome the minister, as I said, and the colleagues, senior management team from the Department of Cooperative Governance. They're also here in numbers. Also to welcome the minister, she's here, and then she's telling me on the message that the time she was talking, she's just struggling with the connectivity. Her network is not that good, but she's here in our midst. She has also requested to be excused at 8. So the agenda for today, we are dealing with the petition from the farmers and community of Zanini. And then we are going to proceed as follows. We'll make the opening remarks. Then we'll allow the petitioners to present the petition as led by Honorable Fenderwald. You are welcome, colleagues. And then we allow Greater Sanini Municipality to respond, and then COPTA will comment on the response by Greater Sanini. Then I'll allow the colleagues to ask questions, and we'll discuss the matters. And then the reason why we are here is I welcome you, Minister, MEC, and colleagues. We are here as a result of ATC number 87 of the 3rd of July 2020 that directs the committee to consider and report back on a petition by Agri Litawa, an organization that represents farming communities around Sanini, a local municipality in Limpopo. The petition itself seeks for us as the National Assembly to investigate severe electricity shortages, power dips, low voltage and poor to no maintenance since 2016, allegedly as a result of the failure by the local municipality. Today we are thus entertaining the petition in line with the directive from the National Assembly And colleagues will recall this is not the first time we are dealing with graders and municipalities on matters relating to petitions. To take you back the memory line, during a previous engagement on the 24th of June 2020, which dealt with a different matter, we urge all parties to communicate with one another and exhaust all local avenues before escalating matters to the national parliament. And then when one goes through the petitioner's presentation to lips, it appears to demonstrate convincingly that all local avenues relating to the matter at hand has been exhausted, and that coming to parliament is a measure of last resort. It seems that the communication issue with the municipality remains a problem, despite our previous plea to the municipality. However, I don't want to speak on behalf of the petitioners. I want themselves to speak on this matter. The relevant organized state will then respond. Thereafter, the members will interact with the members and deliberate on the way forward. Without wasting much time, I would like to welcome you, the Honorable Sandalwaj, and hand over to you so that you lead as a member of parliament, then the petitioners will then follow. Over to you, Honorable Sandalwaj.
Good evening, Chairperson. It's nice to see you again all the way from Limpopo. Chairperson, good evening to the Minister, the MEC, the Mayor, and other colleagues of the Portfolio Committee. I truly appreciate the opportunity again.
So can we see Honorable Van der Waal?
Sure.
I made a terrible mistake on that one. Here, we want to be sure we're not speaking to ghosts, Honorable Van der Waal. And we humbly see all the time, all the speakers must make sure that they speak on their radio. There she is, Honorable Makaliki. That is foolish.
Now we haven't seen each other for a long time. Thank you, Chairperson, and good evening to the Honorable Minister, MEC, all members of the Portfolio Committee, and you, Chairperson, from our home province. And of course, all the other colleagues and stakeholders involved. I'm not going to speak long, Chairperson. I just wanted to appreciate that this petition after the year and the sad year of COVID is now at long last in front of your committee, and that the Agri Letapa led by Thabo Mabunza, Peter Koster, Kwebe van Wyk, and Naomi Exa will take you through the petition. And I'm just very glad that we can discuss this matter as it affects our economy and it affects the work of our people. And we all know that, as I've said at the previous meeting, that Letsatsi agriculture is really, really playing its role in the economy, jobs, and we cannot have a neglect community and such a big stakeholder. The Chairperson, if you'll allow, then the petitioners themselves can continue with your program.
Thank you, Honorable Van der Waal. I think the leader is Mr. Mabunza.
Yes.
He's the one who's going to present.
Yes, okay.
Or whatever they can agree, isn't it? Yeah. So can I hand over to the petitioners if you do that, introduce yourself and also the position that you hold in your organization that will help you create this. Over to you.
Good evening, Honorable Chairperson. Allow me, my name is Peter Foster. I'm the Chairperson of Agri Letaba in Dunedin. And if you can allow me, before Mr. Thabo Mabunza carries on, just for a brief background and introduction. And firstly, good evening to all, and thank you for the opportunity. as organized agriculture and concerned citizens, we took the initiative to do something after we've realized that the electricity supply and the maintenance at the GTM was not on a good path. Our approach since the beginning was to assist and not to only criticize. The electricity issues have been experienced since before 2015, but in 2016 it escalated to a point where consumers experience equipment and income losses. Agri Letaba had a meeting with the Greater Joni Municipality and warned them about the system that might collapse because of the neglect of maintenance. And we were very concerned about it. Agri Letaba contacted NERSA in 2016 regarding the dilapidated network, the health and the safety issues, and the greater municipality's obligation to have a distribution license. An energy forum was established with various stakeholders, including the GTM, NERSA, Agri Letaba, Business Chamber, and the community representatives. Since 2016, various organizations have been contacted to assist with the electricity crisis, and numerous correspondence and meetings were held to offer assistance to the Greater Tony Municipality. Summary of the events have been sent with a petition document in 2020 and all documentation available on request in any more detail. So just for a brief background to introduce ourselves, the team that we are with is Tabu Mabunza and Kubis van Wyk and Naomi Excel. So without any further ado, I'd like to introduce Tabu and ask him to carry on with the presentation. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Thank you, Peter. And thank you, Madam Chair. We have made a slight change to the presentation, taking into account the time allocated for us to present. And we're just going to summarize the issues and we will view the presentation sent as read. From the time when the petition was sent to date, we want to acknowledge and thank the GTM team for doing the work on revamping the life in certain sections in the municipality due to restriction. There have been some camera systems and fencing installed in certain substations. There have been replacement of some transformers, isolators and auto reclosers. And there might be more of the work that has been achieved, which we don't necessarily have knowledge of due to lack of communication. However, it is important that we continue to report that there is still a large section of the network that is the dilapidated network, instability of supply, of voltage spikes, or that don't have sufficient capacity to power all the required demand from various community and business at large. There is still some serious concerns associated with health and safety for consumers, animals, even for the electricians and technicians of GTM. We're still seeing and observing a lot of vegetation control issues under power lines, especially where there are no access routes along the power line. Security remains one of the major issues associated with cables as well as transformers. And overall, the maintenance of the entire network continues to be an issue. These are some of the pictorial sort of views of what you see online. One can see the vegetation that is within the transformer areas, the fuses and auto reclosers which are bent, control boxes that are on fire, and the condition of some of the substations. A summary of the issues as per in the presentation sent out, consumers and ratepayers are not getting the quality of electricity as outlined by NERSA. Large consumers were forced to depend on self-generation to ensure continuity of business and come with extreme high costs. to some individuals and business at large. Business interruptions due to power failures remains a critical issue, and of course businesses are experiencing millions of rents and losses. Rejection of some of the assistance offered by businesses to assist in wherever these issues, as well as lack of reporting on certain information with the progress or issues that are experienced within the municipality. And there's lack and poor contingency plan for areas where the supply of electricity is not stable or interrupted. And the most recent one, of course, poor meter reading and of course, collection of revenues continues to be an issue, which we believe will definitely affect the maintenance capacity when it comes to funds. As a way forward, we're requesting that to properly outline or determine the issues and confirm the size of the problem that the GTM team is experiencing. We recommend that there should be a technical audit by an independent body, similar or by NASA, that would be a team of technical people that can look at the network in its current form, the demands from the community as well as businesses, as well as the capital that will be required to put back the network in its rightful form to ensure that everyone can get the electricity as necessary stipulated. And also ring-fence some of the allocations which I believe will also assist in expansion as the electricity revenue collection improvements will also be allocated to maintain this electricity network and ensure that we get supply. I think for now, thank you. And this is a summary of the presentation that we submitted.
Thank you, Mr. Mabunda. Then I allow the municipality to then respond on the issues of rain. What I like about it, there is an appreciation of the effort that the municipality has done thus far. I've seen mayor.
Amilosa, Chairperson, Honorable Chairperson, thank you very much. Greetings to you, greetings to the Honorable Minister, greetings to all Honorable Members of the committee, greetings to my MEC and his entourage, all the directors and the Municipal Manager. Chairperson, just before I can talk about that, just to indicate that in passing, that in terms of relation to COVID, as Greater than Municipality, we continue to be the epicenter here in Mubani, and but we are trying very hard to make sure that we hit the call, national call for prevention. Chair, thanks very much. Let me indicate before giving the municipal manager to deal with the technical part, that as Greater than the Municipality, we have created systems so to allow members of the community to play a role. We are exercising participatory democracy. We have established structures, stakeholders, etc. And I must inform the Portfolio Committee, as we appreciate this opportunity, that AgriLitawa is one of our key stakeholders. They are part of Greater Zaria Municipality Energy Forum. They are part of Greater Zaria Municipality Local Economic Development. But also just to highlight that upon the arrival of the MM when he first came to Benin, I had a special meeting with leaders of the AgriLitawa because of the understanding of the strategic role they play as far as the economy of Benin is concerned. We had a meeting just to make sure that we create an open communication not only through the director, but also to make sure that they've got open access to the MI. My delegation consists of the municipal manager and the director electrical from Greater Than Municipality. But I must also indicate before the MI could come in that it is indeed you have instructed in the past that they should continue to have engagement at this level. And that has always been happening through those systems. Absent the COVID-19, I don't think we would have arrived here, but we have created that open system. Perhaps Agile Tower would have indicated to us, because they know they can always talk to us. One of the notable input that they made when the chairperson visited the office of the mayor and we sat and had a very cordial discussion was around the issues of transport, where they indicated that because of the roads and access and all those kind of stuff, they sometimes see our cars broken, etc. Through that influence and the desires of the community, we ended up buying 9 new vehicles to make sure that there's access to farms and for proper support. Indeed, we do cooperate in a lot of other areas. And as a mayor, I was not expecting this thing to come from the top level down here, because I think our relationship so far, to the best of my knowledge, is not broken. Well, we might be having other understandings. But I just wanted to highlight this aspect. You'll also realize as the municipal manager, I'll be presenting, Honorable Chairperson, that we are investing millions to the issues of maintenance, because undeniably in the past we have been ignoring the issues of maintenance, but we have awoken to that and we are taking very aggressive steps to make sure that our infrastructure, as it will be demonstrated by the municipal manager, is seriously maintained. So far I think you'll be able to hear from the presentation that we are trying our best to make sure that Greater Than Municipality in the next 40 to 50 years will have stable electricity, but we are trying to address serious backlogs. And through your indulgence, I'll then request the Municipal Manager, Tabelo Matlala, to deal with the presentation as it was given to the Portfolio Committee for consideration. Thank you very much for your indulgence, Chairperson.
Thank you so much, Mayor, of the introduction and presentation of the matters and the political oversight that we've been doing to this, that can allow the ML to proceed with the presentation. I was not given the ML on the list of my delegation, Mr. Buluwaye, but I'm glad it's also here. Over to you, Mr. Matlala.
Good evening, Madam Chair. Let me also acknowledge.
Can you see you on the Matlala, please?
Good evening. Good evening, Madam Chair. Let me also acknowledge the Minister, our MEC. Let me also acknowledge the Member of Parliament. Let me also acknowledge members of the Portfolio Committee. I saw also the provincial administrative leader of Sangha in the meeting, MIFA also. Let me also acknowledge my colleagues from the provincial department of COXTA, colleagues also from national level. I hope I'm not missing anyone in the acknowledgement. Thank you, Madam Chair. Can I ask the colleagues from Secretariat to load our presentation. We did submit a presentation to the Portfolio Committee. I'm not sure whether they have it.
Excuse me?
Chair, on my side, I have serious technical problems. I won't be able to load it.
Did you give him the sharing rights?
Yes, he does have sharing rights.
Mr. Matana, are you able to do it from your side?
Yeah, I will try to do it from my side. Thank you, Chair. Can you see it?
It's busy loading. There we go. Yes, you can proceed. On the screen now, Mr. Matana. Mr. Matana, proceed with the presentation, please.
Thank you, Chair. In terms of the table of contents of the presentation that we have prepared, one is that we will share the background with the Portfolio Committee. We will also identify the stakeholders we are working with. We will also share with the Portfolio Committee a project steering committee and the stakeholders thereof. We will also share with the Portfolio Committee the progress we have done with regard to the capital project and also our revenue enhancement program, the HAMSA report, which is very critical, and also the work that we have done around vegetation control. Chair, Zanin, Greater Zanin Municipality, is a licensed service provider for electricity within the proclaimed towns and townships of Zanin, Lisitele, Ellensburg, Lenyenye, and Nkwankuwa. GTM is also one of the largest non-ESCOM rural distributors of electricity in the country in terms of area. The municipality presently distributes power to an area of approximately 3,500 kilometers squared in extent and which serves more than 14,000 customers. The distribution area does not correspond with the municipal jurisdiction area, with the two main areas of difference being one, the townships of Nkwankuwa, Lenyenye, and the southernmost areas, which are served by ESCOM, but fall within the municipal area, and two, Lisitele, Eiland, and Grevlot, which form part of the Bakalaborwa municipality, but are supplied by Greater Zanin municipality. Just as part of background check, NERSA conducted a compliance audit on Greater Zanin municipality's electrical network on 27 to 29 of February 2012. During the audit, NERSA found that the latest master plan, electricity master plan, that was done in 2006 was outdated and has to be reviewed to assist the municipality in forecasting demand. NERSA recommended that Greater Zadin municipality allocate sufficient funding for a review master plan in their 2013-14 budget year. NERSA also observed that there was a lack of capitalization of the network of the electrical of the network electrical plant, i.e. continuous replacement of existing infrastructure as it reaches the end of its useful life. And mainly that refers to the Zanin main station, substation, sorry, and replacement of overhead line networks. Another compliance audit was conducted by NERSA in 2017, and out of that, an electricity forum was established. Now, okay, I thought I should also share with the portfolio committee that in terms of our strategic risk register as a municipality, and with particular reference to the electrical department and electricity in general, we do acknowledge the following risks. One, health infrastructure, but also we talk to mitigating measures that we need to undertake as a municipality with regards to addressing that risk. The other issue in the risk register, the electrical losses, both technical and non-technical, and also the mitigating measures that the municipality must undertake. I will not bore the committee with all of those, but safe to mention those. The other critical area which has been identified as a risk is failure to keep up with technology advances and the mitigating measures thereof. In infrastructure tests and tests of electricity equipment like transformers and also the mitigating measures thereof. Lastly, it talks to compliance with the NERSA requirement. I will jump this slide which talks to risk and project implementation and come to the next slide which talks to the electricity forum. Madam Chair, you will see that the AgriLetaba is also part of the electricity forum as per the recommendations of the NERSA report. We have AgriLetaba, the business chamber, the farm owners, domestic households, NERSA, and even ourselves as GTM, as the municipality. Okay, after our involvement with the Development Bank of South Africa, which is the DBSA, we established a project steering committee, which is meeting monthly. The project steering committee is Greater Zanin, is NERSA, is DBSA, is the Department of Minerals, Resources and Energy, and also ESCO. As part of addressing the problems that which were confronting the municipality, we were able to successfully secure a loan of 100 million we were able to secure funding of 100 million, a loan of 90 million, and IPSA grant of 10 million to specifically address the electricity challenge. In 2018-2019 financial year, we received 40 million, and I will go into detail with regards to how we have spent that 40 million as a municipality. In 2019-2020 financial year, we received 20 million. I will also go into details as to how we have spent that money. In 2021-2021 financial year, we received 30 million, which I will also go into details with regards to. Okay, there is a long list. This is for 2018-2019. There is a long list of projects which the municipality has undertaken to specifically deal with the infrastructure challenges that are confronting the municipality. And area lighting in Tarantal, the main substation, where that has been done, prepaid meters, replacement of the 11 KV cables, substation tripping batteries, and all that. And those are all of the things that the petition, were raised in the petition. And these are the work that we are doing to specifically address that. It's a long list. Rebuilding of Hennesberg 11 KV line, rebuilding of Newshop South, Old Bosdorp, replacement of old SS1 electrical substation circuit and breakers and all that. And all of this work, it's about addressing the challenges that are there. Year two, when we were using the 20 million and also the 10 million IPSA grant, those are the projects that we have embarked on. It continues about rebuilding of lines and so forth in order to address the challenges that we are confronted with. It's a whole list. I tried to put all the projects here in terms of, and these are the pictures about how the situation was and how we have tried to resolve the problem. There is continuation of the project. I just thought I should give the portfolio committee a detailed picture of the work that we have done with regards to the challenges and the work that has been done by the municipality. This is the mini sub replacement. This was the work that was done at SS1 substation. We are aware there were rotten poles. They are replaced, auto reclosers installations, and so forth. Line rebuilding, water block staff upgrade before the final completion, black mold, and so forth. That is the work that has been done. There is also the Zanin main, the earthworks that has been done. This picture here is the transformer that we have put in at the Zanin sub main station. These are, we replaced transformers that were put in 1974, and these transformers, they have a lifespan of about 50 years, and they have also expanded in terms of our electricity capacity, which would ensure that development is not stifled in the area. These are just some of the pictures and the work that has been done. Going hand in hand with the issues that have been raised about infrastructure and its challenges, its revenue enhancement program, it goes hand in hand. So just to share with the committee, the purpose is supporting Greater Tzaneen Municipality to focus on revenue generating and loss pertaining to electricity, and then the program entails one, review existing situational analysis, auditing of customer billing data, electricity tariff review and structuring, engineering contribution policy, cost of supply, and single line diagrams, and also electricity stroke water meter audits. We have developed a detailed roadmap and revenue enhancement program, a number of strategies. The roadmap includes a number of strategies and projects that have been identified. The municipality is currently in the process of implementing some of the projects. Replacement of old meters, setting automated meter reading system for large power users, and also power factor correction analysis. Okay, there was also a report, the HAMSA report, which is almost our guideline document in terms of how we must deal with all the other challenges around metabolism. The purpose was to determine the cause of electricity and revenue losses and come up with a loss minimization and revenue recovery plan. Some of the issues there is to determine the losses of the sources of the losses, the audits of electrical infrastructure, commercial process, billing system, tariff structure, revenue recovery plan, asset register, and process flow to determine data integrity. The HAMSA audit identified critical issues that we need to be dealing with. One is installation tempers, inaccurate reading of meters, meters not on the database, incorrect tariff, defective meters, and meter inaccuracy. Under the comments, you will see that work has already begun with regards to addressing some of the challenges that have been identified with regards to meters and addressing finally the revenue issues of the municipality. Okay, this is very important. I put this slide in the meeting, particularly because one of the reasons why we will have outages is because of if you are not controlling vegetation. Now, as a municipality, this is the work that we have done around bush clearance and vegetation control. In Ebenezer, for example, we have cleared about 19 kilometers. In Polisi, about 5.8 kilometers. In Ditele, about 12.2, Franschhoek, Ellensberg, and so forth. All in all, we have cleared about 185.2 kilometers of vegetation control. So Chair, there was a big concern. The mayor did mention this. The old fleet, in fact, with part of the grant that we bought, the IPSA grant of 10 million, we were able to buy 9 new Chair, thanks very much. As part of the work of improving on the challenges that we are having, we have also partnered with ESCO, and we will be partnering on the following areas: energy losses management, pricing and tariff structures, maintenance and operations, revenue management and collection, billing, technical skills development, investment, network and master planning. We will further be partnering on demand side management, smart metering and public lighting. Okay, I just thought I must bring to the attention of this meeting that it was not one of the issues, but it has a direct link. It was regard to how we are managing ESCOM debt. As we are owing ESCOM about 83 million, 567,000. The breakdown as it appears on the slide, the principal debt plus the interest. We must that because we have willing agreements with ESCOM, ESCOM is owing the municipality 24 million. The question would be asked, when will we be paying off all this debt? We are likely to pay off this balance by the 15th of July. When we have received our equitable share, we will then be able to offset this debt. That also to bring to the attention of the meeting that we are acutely aware of the challenges that we are confronting the municipality. Over the last 4 years, this is now over and above the loan and the grant from municipal owned revenue. 2020-21, we spent about 12 million. 1920, we spent about 15 million. 1819, we spent about 20 million. 1719, we spent about 14 million. And this is mainly on maintenance of the infrastructure. Chair, I would assume that would be the last slide. Thank you very much.
Thank you, MM. You can remove the slide from the screen. Yes, thank you so much. Can I take from the department MEC Makamu, Costa, from the province? What comments on the presentation and any other research that you think is of interest? Over to you, MEC.
Thanks, Chair of the Portfolio. Greetings to honorable members and greetings to the minister and the municipality of Greater Tallinn. I don't have much to say, but I must indicate that after we received the petition, we had our engagement, but also our team, to want to verify some of the work that the municipality is trying to do in order to make sure that we respond to the challenges as outlined by the petitioner. Moreover, the details of each and every farm that is going to require a bigger supply of electricity, which also showed a number of occasions the intention to grow their farms, which in turn will create jobs in and around the area of Zanin. As the department, we committed to be supporting the municipality in refurbishing their substations so that they can be able to minimize the challenges of electricity. We did not necessarily do this without considering that the fact that the country itself is facing challenges with the electricity supply, hence we always continue to be having load shedding, but also appreciated the leadership of the municipality in terms of the 100 million that they are investing through the grant and the loan, but at the same time, looking at the amount that they were using from their own revenue in refurbishing the electrical supply in the area. So I can say that we had engagement and our team is here from the officials who are working towards supporting, despite that the MIG does not necessarily allow them to be doing or taking part of to be supporting the electrical project. But with their own revenue and the grants that they have there, we continue to monitor their performance and they will satisfy the department and continue to support. That will be the only comment that we will be able to make for now. But we appreciate that the petitioners have raised their matters that will be able to be dealt with. And in their presentations, they were also indicating the work that the municipality is doing in order to resolve some of the challenges. I thank you, Honorable Chair.
Thank you, Emerson. Mr. Matlala, can you mute your microphone, please? Colleagues? Maybe before that, is there anything that the commissioner wants to comment on? Based on the feedback from the municipality, let me allow the petitioner then a honorable final verse to come after them.
Thank you, Chief.
Tatana Mawunda, is there anything that you want to comment on? Also, or any other person who wants to comment on what the municipality has presented as a response to your issues?
Thank you, Minister.
If there's anything you want to say as well, you can see. Can I have this opportunity? So you are starting. Okay. Proceed.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just before carries on, just a couple of comments. Firstly, Agri Letaba initiated and established the Electricity Forum, not the GTM. Secondly, the communication is really disappointing. In our summary or our presentation, we indicated that we have sent 80 letters and emails since 2016, which 63 of those without any feedback or reply. So the frustration regarding the communication is very high. Thirdly, there are WhatsApp groups in this regarding correspondence and quick communication. Please note that there are 6 WhatsApp groups which most of the some of the GKM's electricity members are part of. And only in June, there were power off reports of 756 reports. And you can carry down the whole list, which that is only one WhatsApp group. So all of what we've heard is very good on paper. We need to see results. And that's where I will stop at the moment and ask Tavo to carry on, please. Thank you.
Thank you, Peter. I think from everything that you have mentioned, which covered some of my points, I would just want to request that the GTM team maybe share the compliance report. It is very difficult for us to even imagine how they passed the NERSA compliance audit with the condition of the control room as is. Thank you.
Thank you, colleagues. It looks like we've lost the chair due to the network. I can see that the Cobas, you also want to add something?
Yes, please.
Mr. Cobas? Okay, thanks.
I'm representing, I'm part of Agrila Taba in the Letsitele area, and I'm representing a farming organization, medium size. And I think, first of all, I want to acknowledge what the MM told us. It's nice to see the project. Unfortunately, we were not really aware of that. I mean, our last communication with the GTM was a virtual conference we held on the 20th of May 2020, and thereafter we had no luck in communicating with them, even as part of the Energy Forum. So all progress that was made was unaware to us. I just want to point out some of the photos showed is in the network that speaks to new connections and specifically connections within the Tsanin area. We as the Tsetele, as the farming community, are more on the outlying edges of the Tsanin town, and we are on a different part of the network. Unfortunately, a network that was not maintained according to what was explained and what is expected. As a farming operation, I can only tell you of our own experiences, and I think that is what the frustration is of the people on the ground. We have daily outages. We have equipped ourselves with generating capacity. We're a citrus farming operation, so we've got a big pack house. We employ roughly 800 people during our season, and we had to go to extreme lengths and expend a lot of money in terms of generating capacity, in terms of diesel that's consumed, and all of that money is taken out of the local economy. That money is taken away from job creation, from remunerating people, appointing new people, and I mean, that's the real cost for us. That's the people on the ground. That's not the fancy presentation. That is what we experience as farmers in the Letsitele area. The municipal manager commented on clearing vegetation on lines. We, as a farming community, offered our assistance, saying that we have all the infrastructure, we've got the manpower, we've got everything to assist the GTM in clearing lines. I mean, if you look at the statistics, I think the municipal manager indicated the length of line they cleared. And I mean, that is in a network that stretches over 3,500 square kilometers. You have cleared something like 150 kilometers in 3 years. That is never, ever going to speak to a well-maintained network. So we feel that not sufficient energy is being exerted and work is being done on the ground to make sure that we've got a reliable electricity supply. Additional issues that came into play was billing of electrical accounts. I mean, we are reporting our meter readings monthly to the GTM just so we can get both accurate. I think the GTM is losing out on a lot of revenue by not effectively billing all the users. And I think that must be a big loss for them in terms of revenue. So probably if we start and we fix that, we can already address half of the issues that the GTM is experiencing in terms of maintenance of a very, very, very big electric network. And I have really sympathy for them. I think it's unfair of the GTM to be in this position to look after such a big network. Once again, I would like to acknowledge the work that they've done. I mean, they've done a lot. And the technical support staff on the ground are all always helpful. They are going out of their way to assist us and to help us to get power if we've got a power outage or a phase out. And those guys are working throughout the night. I mean, they're working relentlessly to deliver service to us, and we are very appreciative of that. But unfortunately, I mean, the reason why we are here tonight is not because for a lack of trying. I mean, we've tried to communicate, we've tried to assist, but it's at the point where we are suffering huge losses as businesses and as individuals. Thank you.
Also to note that there's the fact that the municipality is playing their part. Is there anything you want to comment, or the two previous speakers have covered you?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think we have already made our comments. We lost connections.
Okay, Colette, Honorable Van der Waal, can we hear you first, then we'll hear the other colleagues. I see the end of Honorable Brink as well. Yes, Honorable Van der Waal.
Thank you, Chairperson, and thank you for the quick response. Chairperson, yes, I think what is very important to note, and most of the colleagues on the line from the legislature and the municipality know that, and yourself, that I am originally a councillor from Zanine and been very involved in communities. And we have here, and I would like the mayor to listen very carefully, because he's always sort of trying to hit people about democracy, etc. But Chairperson, here we have a major stakeholder, and they have always been willing to even contribute when they have requested audits and everything, or labour and resources for clearing lines. But then we come back again and say the mayor tonight that there's a sort of an open door, they must come and talk, they don't have to go to Parliament. I know it's not nice for municipalities to be reported to Parliament, but that is, unfortunately, we are in a people's Parliament, and they have done, you know, and indeed, we have heard from stakeholders that the last communication was more than a year ago. And I would really like to ask the MM to talk about, there was a meeting held on the 4th of June with Eskom. And Chairperson, if we really know that our biggest stakeholder, most probably, or one of our biggest stakeholders in our area has issues with electricity, and there's an ESCO meeting, may I ask, did we invite Agri Letaba then to come and also put the issues on the table, or to get an opportunity to translate the issues? And surely NAFSA plays a big role too. And I just find it very strange that every time we bring the new municipality to the table, that the mayor actually goes on, you know, we were sort of hinting that we must keep things inside the municipality. We cannot treat our biggest stakeholders like this. There are jobs at stake. There's the economy at stake. And this town and surrounding areas like Mujajid's Club, etc., is dependent on this specific stakeholder, so to speak, especially for jobs. Our people on the ground in the villages in all 34 wards of Zanine are dependent on jobs in the agricultural sector. But I just wanted to mention that I think there's not a wall between this stakeholder and the community, but there should be. The communication is not pleasant, and the electricity matters have been going on in this municipality for many, many, many years. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Fenderbush. I was told that somebody from Salta is in the province. Can I check if that person is dead before I allow them? Is there someone from Southern with?
Yes, please check the person.
Yeah, because I think based on our engagement, I'm raising this because you can see the problems that are NERSA and ESCOM related. Maybe Ms. Rosa would like to also understand what is Founder's input on this, because I know regularly there's been ongoing engagement on matters in areas where the ESCOM licenses and the issues around the tariffs on all those things that NERSA has to do with municipalities. That maybe at some point you need to come and address us on this one. The municipality is having raised some challenges. I wanted to check with the person with me so that you can know that why. Well, not necessarily for tonight, but if you want to comment at a later stage, I'll give you space to do that. You want to do it now, or if you want to allow the members to raise questions, because there might be issues that we also just hold it back. No? Can I allow Honorable?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Honorable Brink, followed by Honorable Bunga in that order. Honorable Brink, then it will be Honorable Closer.
Thanks very much, Chair. Can you hear me and see me clearly?
Yes, I can see you clearly as well.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, it would seem to be that the problem is persistent and prolonged interruptions with electricity that affect this particular stakeholder, who is an industry. You know, it's the agricultural sector, but it's essentially an industry made up of various role players. And you know, when a petitioner reaches Parliament, we can't really say well, it's disingenuous, because they should have, you know, followed whatever procedure, especially if the petitioner shows that they've tried 63 times to speak to the municipality and they haven't received a response. So, the mayor's comments, he must stop being surprised that petitions reach this committee and maybe start opening his office so that the petitions don't reach the committee. I don't think the petitioners will for ulterior purposes come to Parliament. It's because there's a real issue, and it is our job as legislators to take that seriously. Chair, I have noted the pictures and the list of capital projects that were flighted by the municipal manager to say that this is how the problem is being addressed, but it's not exactly clear whether those capital projects are in fact relate to this problem of continuous power interruptions to the Letaba community. In fact, the municipal manager can show any number of pictures and figures, and they might not at all relate to the area or to the specific problem. So, there was a request by the petitioners for an audit to be conducted on the state of the reticulation network and the electricity infrastructure by an outside party, so that there can be an objective assessment and so that budgetary and IDP decisions can be informed by the actual situation. The municipal manager mentioned a NERSA audit from 2012. And making certain recommendations, which I'm not sure, he didn't tell us whether those recommendations were ever implemented or whether they're busy being implemented. So given that the NERSA audit was in 2012, speaking about a master plan of 2006, can we please have an answer from the municipality to the petitioner's request for an audit to be done on the reticulation network as it affects the Letaba community? That's the first question, Chairperson. Secondly, can we just get clarity from the municipality on whether they have the internal skills to fulfill their NERSA license conditions? And we know that they're not fulfilling the license conditions given if the number of outages that is reported by Agri Zitaba is accurate, and we didn't get a denial from the municipal manager of those outages, then in fact they aren't meeting the NERSA license conditions in terms of keeping the electricity on for a minimum time. So one of the things that I think we have to hear from the municipality, have you got electrical engineers, have you got sufficient skills to in fact do what needs to be done? And then lastly, Chair, there was mentioned in the presentation of help being offered by the petitioner to the municipality, and that offer not receiving a welcome response. Can we just get clarity from the petitioner what assistance was offered, and then from the municipality why there was no response or a negative response to the offer of assistance? Because whenever I hear that, it's always quite shocking if in fact that is the situation, if there are people with resources that above and beyond the rates and taxes and tariffs that they pay, are they also willing to, in the interest of the community, give assistance, and that assistance is not taken up, or no explanation is given why the assistance can't be taken up. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you so much, Honourable Brink. Honourable Mpunza, over to you.
Thank you, Chairperson, and greetings to the Minister and the MEC and the colleagues. Chairperson, I don't want to assume. In the presentation by M.M. Kapelo Masala, of course, the mayor, the CM, was indicating that an admission that before NERSA got in and to make recommendation that they must be that of 2016, that as municipality they had not been woken up, they have not woken up, they have not been apparently budgeting for. To the aging infrastructure that is now confronting them in relation to the outfit of their transformers and all that. Do I get it that the recommendation of NERSA 2012 and that of 2017 are the projects and this funding really responding to the recommendation of NERSA, as well as addressing the challenges that have been raised by the petition? That would be my first question. And secondly, Chair, I hope that the mayor was not disingenuous when he was saying that they have woken up to the challenge. Has that indication. But what I'm getting is that even from the petitioners, is that it appears that the main challenge now has been the lack of constant communication between Greater Tzaneen and the Agri Zitaba community as people who are part of the Energy Forum. And I don't get a sense as to why then there were three letters that were not responded to. And this an indication that perhaps although the Agri Zitaba community were members of the Energy Forum, and they have been eager to assist. And then therefore, the point is, what needs going forward is that there should be an improvement around the communication between Greater Letaba and the Agri community, because that seems to be the challenge around this matter. Because I don't see them now coming up with reason to say that disputing the presentation by the municipality. But I want to get it from the municipality that indeed these funding and these capital projects are really responding to the gaps and the challenges that were raised by NERSA, and they are actually responding to their recommendations, both in the 2012 and 2020. The other critical question in the presentation was that I noticed that the municipality is being owed 24 million by ESCOM, and at the same time the municipality has a willing agreement with ESCOM while it is the licensed provider. This matter in some municipalities is a challenge, this willing agreement, where you get ESCOM actually using their power without paying them. Is it that ESCOM paying regularly what is owed to the municipality since they have a willing agreement? My last question, Chair, would be, or comment, or other question. In the presentation, there is a reflection of an aging infrastructure. And how often is the municipality appreciating the strategic function of assets in actually building the economy and contributing towards rendering service to its communities? I'm asking this because in the report there is a reflection that the electricity infrastructure is aged, and I hope that perhaps this intervention perhaps is addressing that by perhaps refurbishing that aging infrastructure so that it will continue to sustain services and the economy of the area. Why am I saying not appreciating? Because
recording stopped.
In some municipalities,
recording in progress.
The question of asset management and the asset policy and the disposal are matters that are not fully attended. Hence, we see that infrastructure change. And the question of forward planning is a matter that should assist the municipality in its planning and provide the infrastructure so that on time these matters are addressed so that the services are resilient, and then the economy will grow. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Umza. Honorable Kesa, over to you. As I said, the minister asked to be sure that he has left the meeting at 8.
Well, thanks, Chair.
I want to appreciate
Thanks, Chair. I'm going to ask you to excuse me and the colleagues in terms of the video because it's dark here. Chair, I just want to ask, and I will be brief, Chair, because some of the issues that I wanted to raise have been covered by my colleagues. So I don't want to regurgitate that. Chair, the municipality in the form of the MM spoke to the issues of maintenance of the infrastructure. And I didn't get it. Can he clarify as to how this picture that was seen here in the presentation that of boxes that are on fire speak to the maintenance of infrastructure, and have they satisfied themselves that truly in this area that have been presented by the petitioners are indeed resolved, because I was tempted, Chair, when I almost interjected and I stopped myself, because I was asking why the municipalities allow the situation to obtain as to that put that brought the petitioners here, because they came from a local sphere of government, jumped province, and now they are in national court. And how could it have been if there was no problem? Surely the problem of communication is what we are picking up here, Jefferson. And my question would be on that: how will the department then resolve the problems of communication in municipalities with consumers, especially as it relates to irregular meter reading and the amount that the consumer should pay them? They spoke to the transformer lifespan officials, and they spoke to the capacity. I don't know if they spoke to the capacity of those, unless something just distracted me, Chair. I just wanted to check the capacity, whether the capacity they are talking about will speak to them. To the question that we're facing today of the petitioner, because they complained about the issues of communication once again. So I just want to ask if the lifespan will indeed the capacity will indeed address the issues as raised by the petitioner. And if so, how so? Because I didn't get the how of the capacity of those transformers. The other one, Chair, is that which speaks to the. I think that, Chair, those were my three issues, Chair, because the other ones really that covered by the petitioner, by my colleagues here. Just the communication part. How did they allow it to get here, and then they come here and just say that it shouldn't have been here, in front of the committee. How did they help the situation? Because here in the constitution in section 152.1b on the objects of the local government, it says the objects of local government are to ensure the provision of services to communities in a sustainable way.
Honorable Kevin, thank you. Honorable Kunigas, followed by Honorable Kalisi, in that order. Over to you, Honorable Kunigas.
Thank you, Chairperson. First thing, my apologies for being late. And secondly, Chair, my apologies for my camera still being switched off. Due to my internet connection, or else I will break up and you won't be able to hear me. So that's fine, Chair, and I will proceed. Thank you, Chair. So firstly, I only have one or two questions, but I want to explain before I ask the question. Firstly, in terms of the Systems Act, it defines in Section 1, it says local community or community in relation to a municipality means that body of persons comprising of the residents of the municipality, the ratepayers of the municipality, any civic organization or non-governmental, private sector or labor organization, and so forth, visitors or other people are citing outside the municipality. Then it says the legal nature of a municipality. The legal nature of a municipality is being consists of the political structure and administration of the municipality and the community of the municipality. Then in section 4.2, it says that the municipality has a duty, firstly, to encourage the involvement of the local community and consult the community about the level, quality, range and impact of municipal services provided by the municipality, either directly or through another service provider. Okay, person, and then, then in terms of section 6, it says duties of municipal administration. The administration of the municipality must be responsive to the needs of the local community, establish clear relationships and facilitate the cooperation and communication between it and the local community, give members of the local community full and accurate information about the level and standard of municipal services they are entitled to receive, and inform the local community how the municipality is managed, of the cost involved and the person in charge. Then the Act goes on, Chairperson, to say that in terms of the municipality's bylaws, there should be at least a standard way of response to the community where, for example, they have a policy in place to say that when they receive a letter from a community member, it must be answered within 7 days. So one of the biggest problems we have is municipalities not communicating to the communities, and especially in this case, you can see it as well. So I want to find out from the municipality, do you have a policy in place for communication? And if so, do you actually apply it? Because what we can see is not happening. And if it's not in place, when will it be in place? Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Honorable Conrad. Can I hand over to you, Honorable Kennedy?
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I think I'm a little bit covered by my colleagues who spoke on this matter. I think my take on this matter, Chairperson, is always the case whereby the residents, in a nutshell, complain about the communication between themselves and the municipality. Because the presentation that we received here from the MM is very clear in terms of how are they going to deal with the challenge of electricity in a nutshell. So there are some projects that are on the pipeline to address the issue of electricity because of the presentation that we received here at the portfolio committee. But what is very important that I have also a witness chair is that there is no communication. And Honorable, my sister here, I can't remember her name, I'm avoiding to announce wrongly her name, Catherine. I always call her
Van der Waal.
Yeah, Honorable Van der Waal. And one colleague also mentioned that they have written to the municipality 2-3 times. So I think that is the main important issue that it must be addressed here. Because the municipality comes here with the province to defend themselves, to say that no, they take it very serious, even this stakeholder, they also take them very serious. But the issue that they are raising is the issue of writing to the municipalities about more than 2-3 times, but there is no response. So I should suggest that the municipality must attend to each and every person who is within their jurisdiction, even if they think that they are not important, or maybe the municipalities find very difficult to respond to each and every letter or any correspondence that is written to them, but they must have a way to communicate with the residents. Because, Chairperson, I think we also spoke about this in the committee before, that at some point, we found it very difficult as a committee that we must sit down and listen to the petition, because there is a problem. If the municipality does not want to save its people, I think COFTA and the MEC is here. And it's not the first time the MEC is there as well. So we also turned to them to ask them, what do they do? Or was this petition not brought to their attention at the provincial level? Because we are supposed to be the last resort as the committee. Especially if Honorable Desri is here, she's a member of parliament. I think this is the second petition that she also brought to parliament. As a member of parliament, I think that she's supposed to be also to be respected as a member of parliament residing in those municipalities, instead of the municipalities just wait until they are being called by the committee to say, come and intervene. It's their job. And then, without saying that, Chairperson, I think going forward, they'll fund each other, and they must just agree on terms of reference on how are they going to meet and address this issue, because I think, according to the presentation that was presented here, they have a very good plan in terms of addressing what is being raised in terms of the shortages of the municipality. That is my take, Chairperson, is the information and the communication between the stakeholder and the municipality. Once they address that, I think also the MEC can also ensure that there is that communication between the two. I know that the Chairperson also asked Salga also to comment. Yeah, so we also appreciate the comment of Salga in this regard, and also to caution the municipality in terms of communicating with their residents, in order to avoid for this community to become municipalities, because the municipalities must play their role in terms of addressing matters that communities are complaining about. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you. Forgive me, I'm in the dark too. Well, I'm trying to get the light on and over to Honorable Jericho.
Thank you, Chair. I think as we are here as the CS of government, we need also to remind each other of our roles and responsibilities. And as the municipality, they are responsible for providing services to the people. And in providing services to the people, they must also ensure that they have a good and healthy working relationship with the stakeholders. And I concur with what Honorable Mkhanita has just raised on the issue of communication. Communication is very important in each and every institution. So it's really so disappointing to hear that there was a lot of communication that was sent to the municipality, but unfortunately the municipality did not fail to respond on those communications that were sent to them. However, we believe that they will learn from their mistake and improve in future. Chair, I also want to check with the provincial coordinator if they were aware of this situation, or did they only became aware of the situation when it came to us as parliament. And lastly, Chair, my network was very bad. I don't know if I have heard the MEC properly. In his comments, the MEC committed to assist the municipality with building a substation. So can the MEC go into details? When are they anticipating to build it, and how are they going to build it? Is there a fund available from the department as we speak for that project, or are they still going to go back to the department to check if they have funds and what? Because the problem is that we tend to make commitments, and if the commitment does not have a time frame, we'll then be not able to be to hold anyone accountable. So I will request that if I've had the MEC correctly, can you please give us a time frame so that we can be able to monitor the performance of COPTA in the province through the commitment that through the time frame of this commitment, so that at least we are able to be specific on whatever that we are addressing, instead of agreeing that I will do this and that and that, and we don't have the time frame, and then 10 years pass or 5 years pass, we are still on that item, and we can't hold anyone accountable because there has not been any time frame that was set. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Jericho. I think on my side as well, I've got something you should to ask. If you look on slide 8 of the presentation, it talks about stakeholders. And then it refers to you to your electricity forum. And then it lists the number of stakeholders, the agri-literal business community, farm owners, domestic households, NERSA, and the municipality. Then is that to add up on what of the colleagues are saying to say, when I'm seated here, I'm then asking myself a lot of questions. If indeed there is this stakeholder and this electricity forum that is there, how often and how frequently does it meet? So that we don't confront ourselves with the situation where we even hear that there's a three letters that have been returned to the municipality. What then becomes the agenda of this forum? And then I can see also in terms of the, my understanding is that when you go later to paragraph, to page 9 of the presentation, there's a list of the project steering committee as well, wherein it has regular monthly progress meeting, and then we know that the stakeholder excludes the domestic household farm owner, business community, and agri-retail. My understanding was that this steering project committee that is there, it has a responsibility to also report frequently to this stakeholder, because the business that this steering committee is processing is in relation to the matters that of interest to the stakeholders as listed in slide number 8 above. Maybe I would like to get the comment that we create structures that at the end of the day then we don't meet. How frequent? Because if indeed the stakeholders were meeting, we couldn't be where we are today. Then I'm looking on slide 19. Slide 19 is talked about your DPSA funded capital project. And then there is an existing, on the left of that slide, we're talking about, there's a picture, and then if you have written, there is an existing headwall by crane truck. It's not reachable by crane truck. Then I'm asking a lot of questions to say, if it's not reachable, what is happening? And if indeed it is the transformer that is creating the problems that the farmers are having and everybody who's here. What are you going to do about it? Because how is that transformer then put that it is not reachable? What are the circumstances and what is the municipality doing to make sure? Because for you, to leave it here to tell us it's not reachable by current rent. What is it? It's not the transformer that is causing all these problems that are there. And what are you doing about it? So then the other issue that one wants clarity on is on ESCOM. I'm trying to quickly get this slide. Yeah, it's on slide number 36. Then you say ESCOM active partnering, and then the areas that are available for active partnering with ESCOM. Energy loss management, pricing, maintenance and operations, revenue management, collection, technical skills, including investment and network and planning. And then these are the areas where you seem to be working collectively together with ESCOM. And then it's related to my earlier question that I've raised to Salga to say that if that is the case, then you are having this active partnering initiative with ESCOM. Why then do you have this problem? Is it another structure? Because you are saying you are going to also sign a partnering agreement between yourselves and ESCOM, and there's going to be integration office between ESCOM and the municipality that's going to be established. I've got difficulty to say this is going to happen without any timeline attached to all this. And then, is it a recent thing because it decides on the area of the resolution, but at the same time, or you serve the area. So it means that council can decide which one, which I don't find the community, because we have listed almost 12 areas for active personnel. And I know this is the recent meeting that was held on the 4th of June 2021. And then my question is saying, what mechanism and measures is he put in place to make sure that all this that we are seeing in these two slides, slide 57, become a reality? Then there is a total debt owed to the municipality, total debt owed to ESCOM by the municipality, which is amounting to 83 million. And then also, on that one, okay, says that you have signed a debt arrangement form with ESCOM, so that then they don't switch you off, so that you continue to provide this electricity to our people. But also at the same time, you are saying you have been owed an amount of 24 million by ESCOM. And I think Honorable Pumza has dealt with this matter. Then maybe that's the reason that there's a payment arrangement, and what makes them not to offset is the bill that they owe you, the money that you owe them, so that then it helps you also on that. Because if ESCOM cannot pay you the new 4 million, then they offset you. Then it is. So that's the clarity on your part. So I think if the issue of stakeholders gets attended to, then maybe I will be able to follow up on the issues that I want to raise, because on paper it's unfavorable, the structures that are there that are supposed to communicate and resolve issues of electricity around them, then how have we arrived here under the circumstances? Over to you, Majoro and the team. Mr. Kobas, anything that you wanted to add on, or you want to assist in responding to our questions as members? I see your hand is up.
Yes, Madam Chair.
You will respond.
Yes, please, Madam Chair. Sorry, I was interrupting a bit now. I think, I mean, the way this meeting, I mean, one of the directions taken was that the issue is with communication. And that's definitely one of the serious issues. But there's a lot of underlying technical issues that are also not addressed. And I don't want us to skim over this based on a very successful presentation by the GTM. I think the report that was mentioned that NASA did on the GTM in 2006, they commented that the capital, the recapitalization budget, and I think at that time it was 1.6 billion rand, was not sufficient. So if we look at the 100 million rand DBSA loan or grant and the 62 million self-invested by the GTM over the past 4 years in maintenance, I don't think that's sufficient. I think
can you mute your microphone in the meantime? I'm asking the mayor to mute his microphone in the meantime so that he can hear you properly. Thank you, Mayor. Try and proceed. Sorry about that, Kuba.
Okay. So I think part of the issue is that the communication is definitely a part of the issue, but then there's also the technical aspect. And we are definitely not experts when it comes to infrastructure design, but I mean, on our AgriLetalba forum, we had four engineers working on this. I mean, I'm an engineer, Tom is an engineer. We had two very senior engineers also assisting with this problem. So it's not just a question of the community not being heard or listened to, we also have a technical understanding of the issues. And I think the presentation that was given by the GTM, although it tends to alleviate some of the issues, are definitely not the magic wand that's going to resolve all the issues. I think a lot of the money that's been spent and that's been reported on speaks to reticulation within the Tallinn town area. It doesn't speak to reticulation and upgrading of the infrastructure in the rural areas. I think the rural areas are the major contributors to the revenue streams because they are the farming communities, the business communities. Those are the people that use the high volumes of energy, and I think that reflects in the revenue stream that is generated from those rural areas. That's just what I wanted to say, Honourable Chairperson.
I allowed you so that if and when the mayor and the team respond, we also address the issues that you could have raised. Thank you for lowering your hand. No? Over to you, Majoro and team.
Thanks, Honorable Chairperson. Let me allow the MM to explain the issues. Then I'll follow up. MM?
Thank you very much, Mayor, and thank you, Madam Chair. I will start with the first question, which was talking to where that the presentation that the municipality has done, it's responding to the challenges. It's true, the presentation is responding to the challenges as per the audit compliance audit that was conducted by NERSA in 2017. When I was referring to 2006 and also 2012, I was giving a historic background to the matter. But we also have another report of NERSA of 2017. The Tzaneen Main substation and the replacement of overhead lines was a direct response to the issues that were raised in the NERSA audit report. I just thought I should respond to that. There was the issue of aging infrastructure. It is true that we have aging infrastructure, but part of the refurbishment of the line is to address the aging infrastructure. There was the issue of the boxes that were on fire. In cases like those, our maintenance team would go and replace those to make sure that those are corrected. There was the issue of the capacity in our electrical department. We have qualified electricians. We have an electrical engineer. We have highly skilled people. Over and above those, we have people with experience who have worked with the network for many years. The chairperson were raised the issue of the structure. The project steering committee reports to the energy forum. The energy forum is supposed to meet quarterly, which is four times a year. Chair, I must be very upfront here. There is constant communication between ourselves as the municipality with not only AgriLetaba, but myself. I've met with AgriLetaba many times. The gentlemen in the meeting, I have met with them in more than I don't know how many times. I have been to their offices, they have been here in the municipal offices. I want to address the issue of communication so that the portfolio committee has an in-depth understanding of the issues at hand. For me, the issue is not communication. For me, the issue which we need to resolve is the strategic approach to electricity in Greater Azani between AgriLetaba and the municipality. I just want to correct also, because I think the committee might end up having a misrepresentation. The issue of the 62 communication letters is not really 62. There are emails that are sent to the municipality. It's not on the basis of the municipality not responding. Mr. Foster mentioned the issue of the WhatsApp. Members of the committee can do. There is extensive communication. Even myself on my phone, I sometimes have 300 or so WhatsApps on the issue of electricity, on the issues of electricity. So it's something that we are attending to. They have also even attested here that our maintenance team is working around the clock, 24 hours around the clock, on matters that need to be attended to. Like as I say, and in most cases also, they do their own independent research and bring those to the meeting and expect that we must, as the municipality, accept those without even having interrogated the matter. I just thought I should put matters into context because there are things around the issue of communication that are not being said here. This is why I thought I should raise this matter that at a strategic level, there are challenges in terms of how we should move forward. That is why we're saying we are quite familiar with the challenges. I think the director, if I have missed anything out, Director Lobe, I would request that probably also you attend to some of the matters that I could have left.
Can we allow the director to raise the other issues, then I will note that the Honorable Kanipi will be followed by Mr. Foster. There's something that I know, based on what the MM has just said, you will have to deal with. Can the director deal with that first? Yes, directed by the MM.
Thanks, Honorable Chair. Let me first acknowledge the presence of all honorable members and say all protocol of this. I will respond to some of the issues that were raised. I'm trying to see if my video can be what is the Zoom platform.
You can see you proceed. You are here.
You can see me.
Yeah, we okay. Can.
All right. Thanks. Thanks, Honorable Chair. The first issue that I would like to respond to is the issue of the technical audit. The issue of technical audits were raised when NERSA came to do the compliance audit. This issue were raised by Agri-Vitaba to NERSA on several occasions. And NERSA said to Agri-Vitaba that they don't have resources to do a technical audit. But the technical audit also, together with the compliance audit, belongs to NERSA as the regulator. And Agri-Vitaba then said they want the technical audit, and NERSA said, if you want the technical audit, you must pay for it, but the report will still belong to NERSA. And that issue was abandoned. And then NERSA then facilitated the issue of the electricity forum. I just want to correct the issue that was raised by Mr. Foster that Agri-Vitaba established the electricity forum. The electricity forum needs to be established by the licensee, the supplier, in terms of the license conditions by NERSA. So NERSA then said we must establish that, and we then identified all the stakeholders, and we then established the electricity forum. The issue of the compliance audit, I think the MM has already mentioned that. There were issues of the capacity of the network to supply. The capacity, we don't have any issues with the capacity. We do have capacity. Where we had, we were foreseeing that we have a problem with capacity was in the Zanimbeni substation that is now nearing completion. But in the areas that mostly Agri-Vitaba is operating, we don't have issues of capacity. Our networks can supply any application for a connection. There was also the issue that was raised about the fact that the 100 million is being spent mostly in town. I don't think that is an accurate statement, because if you can see all those overhead lines, the project of lines that are on that on the presentation are all in rural areas. And all the other components that are mentioned there are in rural areas. In fact, our town network is stable, and we are not spending a lot in the town network. It's only the Zanimbeni substation and also some the SS1 substation that was indicated there, and some few areas that we are also spending the money. And this money, I must indicate that we are spending in collaboration with the DBSA based on all these issues that were raised by NERSA. And NERSA is also monitoring in all our steering committee meetings. NERSA is present to monitor whether we are using this money to address all the issues that have been raised. And there was an issue about ESCOM active partnership. The issue about ESCOM active active partnering was in fact raised by ourselves in one of our meetings with ESCOM. We've been collaborating with ESCOM for a long time because the communities of Nkwankwale Nyenye, they are willing through our network, and those communities are also in Greater Zaria municipalities. So ESCOM was always assisting us in terms of breakdowns and all those things that were affecting also their customers. But now they came to a point where they are saying, but if we were to collaborate with you further, it means we have to account for all the expenditure that we are incurring when we are assisting the municipality. And we then proposed to them that, but we've been assisting each other all along, and we cannot all of a sudden now say, now we are not going to technically collaborate. And they then came up with this ESCOM Active Partnering Initiative, which they said is a national initiative that they are implementing nationally to assist municipalities so that municipalities can continue being able to pay them because of the debt levels in municipalities. And we then engaged and they made the presentation, but we still have to, we are hoping that at the end of this month we'll be going to council with an item where we will then indicate areas that of priority that we are going to prioritize. We will then, as indicated, Chair, that we need to set the timeline. We are just waiting for a council resolution, and then we will then engage ESCOM with the council resolution that they said they want, and we will then set the timeline of the agreement and everything. I'm not sure if there are issues that I've left out, but I think I've... there was an issue about the assistance offered to municipality and the municipality not taking up the assistance. We do accede to the request by farmers if they want to assist us. And there are several instances where farmers have assisted us when maybe our trucks get stuck and all those kinds of issues that are happening during our operations, during rainy seasons, and when trees fall over the lines and all that, farmers do assist us, and we appreciate that. But what we then maybe sometimes become also not to be said to be responding is when the assistance then starts coming into the financial systems and saying, if I assist you with this, it means I'll offset this from my account and all those things. And that gives us a challenge regarding the MFMA of how are we going to then do these kind of things. But generally, we do accept when there are offers to assist us, which are not that complicated to say, we can rebuild this line, but after rebuilding the line, then we must then offset this from our account with the municipality. Thanks, Chair. I think I've responded to the issues that I have noted.
Honorable Kalipin, what are the issues? Honorable Kalipin? Mr. Foster, then I'll ask the mayor to come in after him. Mr. Matana, can you mute your microphone, please?
Thank you, Honorable Chair. I think it's necessary for me to just to reply on a couple of issues raised. The first thing is, Just a correction on the email sent. There was 80 emails sent, with 63 of them had no reply. And just take note, over 5 years is about 60 months. So that's not even more than 2 emails per month. So it's not nitty-gritty emails that have been sent. Numerous of those emails was as requested times for electricity forum meetings, which we are not any response. Look at the detail we presented. The second thing is the box and fire. It's just one of the examples. The rest we can keep on mentioning with a long list. It just keeps on happening. The third point is, I said Agri Power initiated the establishment of the electricity forum. My question is, would it have been established without Agri Power's initiative or action? And I doubt it. The third thing is, there was a question from one of the speakers, and it was mentioned with the last speaker as well, regarding the assistance of the farmers. And I would like to just mention one example is the clearance of the vegetation, which was just mentioned. All the farmers, I can assure you, will be of assistance on their own properties to do that. But in some of the instances, the answer was, no, there have been subcontractors appointed to do the job. So just in response, in short, regarding that. Thank you, Chair.
Ajoro, may I am Larissa Mangan. Over to you.
Thank you all for Chairperson. Honorable Chair, let me point out that I'm not very much about the atmosphere that prevails between us and the other power, because I know we are not in any competition, and I know we've been working together, and I know we've got a potential to correct. But as members, honorable members did ask, as I said earlier, it is a fact that we are not happy that without having set, like I indicated that at the initial stage, I set with the leadership of Agri Tower, pointed out that we are saying that whenever there are challenges, they come to the end with them. And I suspect that as a political leader, I might be taking these things too far, to the extent that I sometimes say,
Mayor, he's addressing is Honorable Van der Vaart, please. Can you address
Honorable
Van der Vaart, please? Can you do that?
Honorable Desiree Van der Vaart, we sometimes when we meet, we do share about the challenges that we have, and I always say to him, raise those things with us, and you have a very cordial approach. But let me, in the main, accept that if there are still certain challenges around communication, besides what would have happened, we will go further, Chairperson, to make sure that we improve and address all those things. Communication will be two ways. But if they communicate to the municipality and the municipality communicate to them, that would mean there's an improvement. I would suspect, you might find that if one customer sent a particular email to maybe even a junior staff member who just responds, maybe they resolve a particular problem without agreeing on a particular protocol that would say, yes, the municipality has responded to this particular email. But those are the things which, for me, they are manageable because they are simple administrative issues. And the MM is here, the director is here, the leadership of AgriTavas are here. Let's agree that we shall be able to find each other and be able to move forward. There was a question whether in the main, our understanding is the pictures that have been shown and the work that we do respond to the challenges that are there in Zanin. It is true because we are not only hearing the problems today here. Honorable Chairperson, like I pointed out, it has been our major concern. In fact, if you were to go back to some of the speeches that we delivered as early as 2016, they point out the challenge of this particular problem of infrastructure maintenance and other stuff. And that is why we have said we have come up with a very aggressive approach in terms of maintenance. The other key issue is that the Agri-Litaba is part of the IDP, the forum. We have made sure that they are part so that whenever we are dealing with IDP budget processes, they are part. And I think even in the last, the final budget, IDP forum, we were to finalize the issue of the budget. IDP, Agri-Litaba was part of that. But I really don't like that we come to this level of the meeting and start arguing about the issues that we can be able to deal with here in the here at home. I must also accept or accede to the fact that in terms of vegetation maintenance, in one of the meetings, we did discuss, and the issue that the chairperson is raising, that some of the farmers will say, if it is within our own yard, etc., we'll be able to make a contribution and clear. And that's what is called public, private-public partnership. For us, it assists so that at the end of the day, the issues of electricity are helpful to all of us. But like the FM shared with us, to say, Honorable Chairperson, Greater Bagani Municipality, if you look at the area, generally, once there is rain, vegetation grows at a very, very high speed. To the extent that we experience challenges, perhaps it's a matter that we must be able to also engage COGSTA at other levels to say, apparently, our resources, we are not able to respond adequately to the needs of electricity in the land. Because as you see, we take loans, we use our own funding to try and manage this particular problem. But we don't seem to maximally achieve, and it will take us long. But we have bought transformers and all those things in order to make sure that electricity does no longer sleep as it used to. And I think our stakeholders should be able to appreciate and say, but where we are now, what are the challenges remaining? How do you move further? Chairperson, one of the things that was creating problems was about the issues as highlighted, theft, fires, etc. But with that, I think the chairperson has acknowledged that we have appointed somewhere in other transformers we put cameras, which of course come at a very high cost. But we understand that we are investing here because for us as Greater Bagani Municipality, agriculture is the backbone of our economy. And that is why we have such serious stakeholders forums in which we know that we share information and they are able to make their own input as well. And the Chairperson, the rest of the other issues, I think we shall be able to, in fact, I'm saying to, I make no commitment here, that we should be able to retreat back to our place, have a session again, identify challenges that are outstanding, be able to agree on the way forward. Where we are unable, we should be able to cry out loud to our government and say, here are the challenges that we have and they are going to negatively impact on our economy. However, I would also urge before you that it's true, as raised by honorable members, that we are a government, there is a province. If honorable Desiree van der Walt has got issues, she should freely be able to raise them with us without contesting, so that we're able to resolve the economic backbone of our local. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Then let me allow the MEC then, followed by Honorable Kaniki.
Thank you, thank you, Chairperson. It was just to respond to two issues. that were raised by Honorable Nkalipi and Honorable Direko. The first was to check whether as the provincial government. The Honorable Nkalipi wanted to know whether as a provincial government we were aware of all the challenges before the petition could be sent to Parliament. I must confirm here that the only time we knew about the challenges and started to interact was when we got the referral from the petition and started to engage the municipality. The petitioners has never interacted with our department or the office of the MEC for that matter to try to resolve the impasse which were there between GTM and themselves. So we started to engage it now and was able to support the municipality where they required our support. The second question was in relation to Honorable Direko about her losing me due to network, whether we are planning to rebuild some substations for Zanin, and if so, when will be that time, but also the budget committed. It could be the network problem that you could not necessarily get me right. We did not necessarily confirm that we do have a budget. We don't have a budget. What we're saying as part of that is that including with the MIG allocation does not necessarily as a conditional grant allow for electrification as such. But what we said was we will be continue to be supporting their projects through our unit, our MIG monitoring that will be able to support on the work that is done to ensure that through the petition that they have been submitted, we are helping the municipality to resolve. But there is not necessarily money or budget or allocation of some sort that the department has. So it could be that I was missed by Honorable Direko, and I'm trying to clarify that part. Those are the two issues I wanted to clarify, Chair. Thanks.
Thank you, MEC. I'll allow Honorable Kaliki then, followed by Honorable Brink, in that order. Honorable Kaliki. It's for the second time I'm calling you, you're not coming back to us. I wonder if it's your network. Then I'll allow Honorable Brink. Over to you, Honorable Brink.
Thanks very much, Chair. I hope you can hear me.
Yes, I can.
Please permit me to leave my cameras switched off. Chairperson.
I also affected by those sitting like some of us.
No, I'm not. I'm just, I've had to move around in my house and... So, Chair, you know, I would like us to come to a solution in this matter. I honestly, the mayor complaining about the fact that he has to appear before Parliament, it's astonishing. I've never had somebody complaining that they've had to appear before Parliament. When you get a petition to appear before Parliament, you do so. You don't say that you shouldn't have been there. You address the issue. That is part of respecting the institution of Parliament. If the mayor had an open door, we wouldn't have this meeting. So let's just stop harping on about that. And Chair, what I would really like to hear is, what is the time frame that the municipality is providing to address the prolific power outages affecting these petitions? We've seen slides, we've seen numbers, references to capital projects. We've now been told that those capital projects are in fact relevant to the situation of the petitioners. Can we please get a commitment from the municipal manager as to when will these paper promises relate into a solution to the technical problem affecting the petitioner? Because it seems that the response, the tenor of the response is there is no problem or the problem is already solved. Why are we here? While in fact, the details of when the problem will be fixed haven't been provided. And Chair, can we please get an indication of when last the electricity forum met? And then when will it meet next? Because I get the impression that the electricity forum isn't really meeting. Thanks, Chair.
Okay. I think that's the only end that I can see that one. Over to you. Over to you, MM and Mayor. Can you respond to the issue that's raised?
Thanks, Honorable Chairperson, and thanks to
Where have you disappeared to? We can't see you.
I'm trying to put myself right. Thank you very much, Chair. Well, in brief, Chair, the MM will deal with the these technical issues. But just to make it clear to the Honorable Portfolio Committee, really complain about it would be ideal that whenever we identify problems, we are able to at a lower level share the problem and together we are able to deal with them because we are willing. And in case certain things are not done as expected, the province is also here, we can deal with them. I was responding to the issue raised earlier about issues coming directly there. I'll never complain about appearing before the Committee of Government. However, I've made a commitment that although I'm not in a position myself as a political leader to put time frame, to say we are more than willing to retreat to Greater Benin and continue to vigorously intensively engage with Agri Power and other relevant stakeholders. This is you having a very pragmatic plan which will help all of us to be aware and close the gaps around communication as identified so that we no longer have these issues of we've written this and they have not responded. I'm taking that responsibility to say I'll have a meeting to make sure that such things are known. Communication does not even need big forums. It's a matter that we need to identify where are the gaps. And we zoom straight to the communication problem and address it because all of us here through those various social platforms that we can do, but also having continuous engagement. But then we can deal with the rest of the other issues. Thank you very much.
Thank you,
Madam Chair. Madam Chair, before I deal with the specific questions, I have thought in our responses there was an omission, and particularly from the question that you asked, Madam Chair. I just thought I should give a background. The reference you were making to was page 19. here we were trying, when we were making mention of existing transformer positions not reachable by crane. That was the old problem. Now, the new, in terms of addressing the problem, the new transformer now is reachable by crane. What used to happen in the past, there were more than 10 structures that were installed by hand, no access to machinery, and equipment and material carried by hand for more than a kilometer. So those were the challenges where you find that is why there will be outages and all that. But with the new investments that we have put in, now these things are reachable by crane. I just thought I should clarify that that is why we put the pictures in there. Okay, Honorable Brink is asking a very important question to say, where are the timelines and we were mainly focusing on the petition as per dealing with outages, power dips, low voltage, and poor maintenance. So our presentation was largely focusing on the areas that were raised in the petition. But the gentleman from Agri-Litawa raised a very critical strategic issue, which we as council also are looking at, that the 100 million that we are spending on infrastructure, it's a drop in the ocean. The report obviously showed that we need to be spending almost more than R1 billion with regard to the electricity infrastructure. Now, that is why we have linked the issue of electricity infrastructure and the problems around it with the revenue enhancement strategy, so that we collect more and then we are able to capitalize the infrastructure. And Honorable Brink, we have not yet arrived at that point where we will be able, I will be misleading this committee if I will be able to say that these are the time frames. But we have started with the program, like as I said in the presentation, we have a roadmap in terms of how we are going to deal with revenue. I mean, we have already started with remote reading for large power users. We have already started with smart metering. We are taking a report to council, in the next council, to roll out prepaid meter and all that. So those are all activities. We have also enhanced our debt collection program also. It's starting to bear fruits and all that. Because it is only when we increase our revenue that we can be able then to seriously say that we are going to invest in the infrastructure and address the issues. I just thought I should bring that to the attention of the meeting, Madam Chair.
Can you mute your microphone? Anything? We want you to comment. Also proposing a way forward, how do we then move forward on this matter?
Thank you, Chairperson. Firstly, to appreciate all the petitioners for having raised their matter in a more peaceful manner by putting the petition to the parliament without necessarily going out to the streets and try to destroy some of the basic services, amenities which are there in the municipality in a bid to want to resolve the issue of electricity. They must be commended for that, but also coming here to the forum and to the portfolio committee and show and appreciate the little work that the municipality has done up to so far, but also commit to play a role like they indicate in some instances that they do have some who have got the knowledge or to support the municipality within the legislation, as Mr. Lee of the technical or the electrical business director said that they do work with them to assist the work that is there. It is true that with the 100 million that has been set aside to refurbish electrical substations and power lines will not necessarily be enough. It will be for the municipality to be supported to be looking into also their revenue enhancement strategy that can collect revenue that can be invested into. I think the department will also be very, I do have my DDG, my HOD here, and the people from the municipality infrastructure grants, they will be able to look out to support the municipality through our municipal finance in of ensuring that the revenue investment strategy of the municipality become implementable for them to be able to do that. But also to look at the issue of the communication, despite that there were different understanding of the communication by both the petitioners and the municipality, I think through public participation with the forums that are available, we should be able to enhance and close the gap that will not necessarily allow for miscommunication between the two. We will not have the enough resources at the same time to resolve all the challenges as they have been presented here. But communicating with the forum and making sure that the forums, as they are there, they get to be involved. I will suggest, Chairperson, that maybe whenever they are meeting in their forum, maybe they should be able to inform the department so that we become part of that, so that we can be able to see the challenges, so that next time when we appear in the portfolio committee like this, we come with the informed, because we will also be participating. You might have seen in their energy forum in terms of their project steering committee, the department is not necessarily part of that. We don't necessarily have the luxury of staff complement that would always be everywhere. But if they can be able to submit the invitations to the department, we'll be able to be part of the meeting so that we can be able to support both the farmers and the community, but also support the municipality. And I think we are capable of supporting that so that we don't necessarily be left behind and come at the tail end of the challenges, so that we become part of the problem, so that we can be part of the solutions in resolving the challenges that affect our people. With all what I've said, the HOD, the DDG, and our staff are here to also support the work that is there. Thanks very much, Honorable Chair.
The superintendent as to when is the electricity forum met and when is it meeting again? Right, but Honorable Chair, you didn't answer that. Can you quickly deal with that?
Thank you very much. Thank you. My apology for the issue. You are quite right, Madam Chair. Your question was posed. The Energy Forum is supposed to meet quarterly. There have been some, I would say, disruption, particularly with regard to COVID.
I know that we are now on digital platforms and so forth. Then the community needs to be resuscitated. But over and above the community, I must emphasize there is constant communication between our team and the different members of AgriLitaba as and when. There is fierce communication, Madam Chair, on WhatsApp. That's why I'm saying even my phone, Mr. Foster also, I know his phone is also busy. My phone is also busy, there is communication. But the Energy Forum, we will have to resuscitate that. There has been a disruption because of COVID, but we will, taking it from this meeting, we will have to resuscitate the work and start meeting again.
You have been on record saying that it's quarterly. It's now almost a year we've been under this new normal. And the members of this forum, there are people who work with gadgets. Life has been going on. So we can't be blaming COVID on this. I know Eskandre has been able to convene even special council meetings via Zoom, a lot of them. So, for you to come here and tell us that you've got a stakeholder, that you're not convening the meeting, because you see, it's better that, and I can see my mayor at some point was very upset when we are raising the issue of communication. Because it affects the reality. And we always say this. Once people resort to approach Parliament, it's not that all the time they are spiteful or whatever. It's after they have exhausted all their internal mechanism, communicating, because indeed if this forum were meeting in, this was going to make the pleasure is there. Because you say these are the matters that we discuss at that forum, this was an absence of you meeting in that critical stakeholder meeting when you'll be taking each other on board. Because I'll also make a clear to say, if you say there is a steering committee that is meeting as well, because I think this, like as you had the MEC raising concerns, if we're invited also as the department, we will come and attend meeting. Because where I'm seated, where is this steering committee actually reporting to? Because it has got the responsibility to report in this forum. These are simple things that you cannot create structures for them to become white elephants or do that for just a malicious complaint. I think when you leave this meeting tonight, you're going to send us a roster that you get all relevant people, you know who are their stakeholders. Everybody is on Zoom these days, everybody is on Microsoft Teams. And you must facilitate send the link so that you continue to communicate. And from our stakeholders, the petitioner, I think you will see your own right to do what you've done. It's provided for in the constitution of this country. And we want to assure you that as parliament, once you come to us, we are your last resort. And then we want to assure you these are the matters that we continue to follow up with the municipality. If it means us also then calling the relevant stakeholders, where that's why I said earlier I wanted Salga's comments. Maybe before I do that, because I'm also a bit intimidated by the stress of health that I called for earlier, no one answered, but let me deal with that. Honorable Mkalitis, followed by Honorable M. Vanderbilt, and then I'll announce how that comment as well. Then we must close this meeting. Honorable Mkalitis, I will now be able to speak
I've called you twice. You couldn't come to the podium. Honorable Kalu. Honorable Kalu.
Recording stopped. Recording in progress.
Honorable Kalu. Honorable Fandelwald.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'll be very brief. I just thought before you close the meeting, I would just like to say thank you. I think back and through we've accused, we have spoken, we have raised concerns, and I know you do, and I know that you would do follow-ups and that you will make sure that none of us are running away from one another. We all live in this town, we all care for the community, and we care for our economy, and that we are dependent on one another. None of us can run away from that. And from your commitment that there will be more engagement, the communication should be jacked up. I would also just like to say, Chairperson, there must be a commitment to after tonight, to get together, start talking, fix the communication. That's just but one part. The fact of the matter is there must be a commitment of the municipality to go seek assistance at other levels, whether it be Eskom, NERSA, the provincial government and its departments, or us through Parliament. We have to have a commitment that we will listen to each other's challenges, and that we will find common solutions that will benefit our people and our economy. It cannot be that we meet and we talk about our challenges and there's always a reason why it will not work. People are reaching out to the municipality and government, and we must listen and we must take those hands and we must get together and make it work. That's what a petition is all about, is to be heard, not to penalize people, it's to be heard and fix it, because it's for the better of our area. And Chairperson, thank you for the time, and yeah, the mayor, we'll see each other again. I'm you know, very well, I'm very close and I've got your number and everybody else. This is not a threat to anybody, Chairperson, as you know, and your portfolio committee. This is to fix what has broken, but we will never fix it if we don't commit on listening to each other and reach out to one another and accept all the help we can get. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Like I indicated in my opening remarks, this is not the first time that we're dealing with Greater Sanene matters. Municipalities in relation to petition matters. And then I do think this is a consequence of the structures that we created at the last meeting. And we are saying people have got every right after exhausting all local avenues to escalate the matter to us. And then then it means then moving forward, then we can then deal with that. Because myself, I'm the firm view that what this forum is and discuss all these matters of mutual interest, then that's how we are going to strengthen your communication, because all the issues that relate to these issues around electricity supply, power outages and the issues around maintenance can be resolved, because it won't be right for the MEC to hear it for the first time here in this forum. That is the issue of vegetation. We are going to approach the MEC now to assist us, because you can see it's also the MEC commitment to say if we work together, because that's the role of the province, to support these municipalities together with the district municipalities. They've got that particular role to support that.
But then if matters are also not disconnected to them, they'll never know. But then it's another situation wherein then people are raising issues that are saying you are failing to assist us as communities, as businesses, and then this matter doesn't get attended to. That's where now it creates an area of conflict. We can assure you, Honorable Fandelafar, to say here we always preach accountability. That's why we're even now meeting this late hours of the night. That is also at some point very much counterproductive. But because of our commitment to make sure that our people, the people who made me and you and the rest of the colleagues to be members of parliament, we took an oath to serve them to the best of our ability. And that's precisely what they were doing. This matter, we're going to follow it up on a quarterly basis until we make sure that all these matters are addressed. Salga, can I direct you to also look at this matter? You were here, in terms that you, I was going to allow you to speak. In our next engagement, if you can then also then submit a report on your assessment on this matter around a electricity provision in the city, then we can use that report also as work in progress. And then I hear it is a commitment in terms of the presentation that we've seen here to say most of the projects I aim to then address the issues as raised. So we'll monitor that. And this issue of the agreements that has to be entered with ESCOM, they shouldn't just be staying there indefinitely without clear timeline. And this is a matter that is ongoing that we will also request the municipality to continually update us together with the province after council has taken that resolution, because this is the resolution that needs to be given a determination. In between the 4th of June up to today, almost a month, the month has gone by since you've met with ESCOM. There's been commitment. By now, I suspect council should be meeting. If it is not yet met, I believe this is the matter that will be the agenda item of council, if we are really seriously committed to solving the issue around the electricity crisis in the area. So that's where one wants to stop this meeting to say we are going to deliberate on the recommendations that will also be shared with you as a committee when we meet, with the view to also report back to the community. But what I've said also is just a way of a way forward based on all our discussions. You are going to send us the roster of the electricity forum, the WhatsApp group, yes, they are there as a means of communication. But when people meet for money, there are minutes that are an agreement that you can't do that through a WhatsApp group forum. People must meet, present plans. You can't do present plans in a WhatsApp group. So have formal meetings, formally constituted meetings, because I believe those meetings, as you meet a stakeholder forum, these are the meetings that also make you generate items that the council must attend to. So the petitioners, we want to thank you so much for taking your time and having confidence in the National Assembly. Ourselves is directed by the speaker. We assist with this matter. We'll be able to update the National Assembly regularly and also to do the necessary follow-ups so that all your matters are attended to. So we're still going to also, as we progress, have to get the feeling of all those stakeholders, in particular those ones that affected the questions like your NERSA, such as it is like NERSA and ESCOM. for them, for us to also understand to say what role are they playing in resolving these energy challenges that they within the Sanini local municipality. So I want to end this meeting here to thank all of you for your participation. You have been a very great audience and participant. I never had issues the DG or DTA, SOD and DDG from Limpopo, the DG of DCOC and all the other senior managers from DCOC. We want to thank you for attending this meeting. Missing, it's always a pleasure to have you in our meeting. We know you don't take this meeting for granted, and we know through your leadership you are going to take the lead in making sure that the communities of Kanini get undisrupted electricity supply. We believe in your leadership, MEC, and we know you're going to lead this project for us if you are there in the province. Thank you so much, colleagues. The meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.